Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live, and it's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have a good day happening for you, and get ready for a fascinating conversation as we welcome back one of our great guests, Don Allen, joining us here. Not only has he been with us on Close Up Radio, but we also did a television video interview in our TV studio in the Northeast in the greater New York tri-state area, and it was a spectacular conversation, and thoroughly enjoy working with Don. We're sort of kindred spirits on many ways that we look at life. He's one of the top certified Gottman Method therapists in the country as well. Dr. Don Allen is an exceptional clinical social worker, certified EMDR specialist and consultant. He's a public speaker and a certified emotion-focused therapist. And he's been on a mission to continue helping as many couples as possible thrive and maintain healthy relationships. He's going to delve in a little bit more and describe it more in-depthly, but basically the Gottman Method is based on the Sound Relationship House Theory, courtesy of John and Julie Gottman. Intrinsically motivated, down-to-earth, passionate, and a natural-born leader, Dr. Don Allen serves couples in his community psychotherapeutically. Globally, he helps through the use of his educational workshops, seminars, retreats, and his interviews as well. Don touches the lives of couples everywhere, trying to help folks go from potentially ready to give up on each other toward thriving, blossoming, and forming enduring relationships that can stand the test of time. He also helps strong couples learn even better skills and create an even better foundation in their relationship moving forward. Don is excited to be conducting an Arts and Science of Love workshop in Columbus, Ohio, and Austin, Texas, in January of 2025. He'll tell us more about that. It's based on 40 years of research, thousands of couples, the Art and Science of Love workshop or retreat developed by Drs. John and Julie Gottman, is developed in an educational format. And he says, you know, we can create hope through utilizing the Gottman Method as we use these skills to build trust and commitment. Instead of getting stuck in negative cycles of attacking, blaming, name-calling, and emotional withdrawal. I'm pausing on that because it's important to let that sink in. We can work toward moving forward to a brighter, healthier future by way of the Sound Relationship House. Don't know what that means? He's going to tell us what that means right now. Let's welcome back to Close Up Radio Live, Don Allen. Don, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. Always a pleasure, and welcome back.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. It was nice chatting with you a little bit before this program, but also last week we had a glitch. We were about to go on the air, and the system crashed, so we had a chance to chit-chat a little bit more than we normally do, and it was a real treat to talk with you more and just see how things were going. So I'm really enthusiastic and looking forward to talking to you today.
I would say yes. The other time was a dress rehearsal, and good things come to those who wait. Practice makes perfect, and all that jazz, right? It's a pleasure to have you here.
We got to roll with it. Sure.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. We put it all together. And are making some magic as a result, which is perfect. Like we've done before together on the radio and then with the studio interview we did as well. Really good to have you back. For anybody who's here maybe for the first time, or maybe they need a little refresher on what the Gottman Method actually is. I just sprinkled in a little teaser in the introduction, but from your perspective, maybe you can go deeper in terms of what it is and why it's one of the best ways to approach struggling couples and help them rebuild their relationships.
Sure. Well, you mentioned the Relationship House. If you go to the Godwin Institute website, you'll see it. But it's basically a metaphor, and it is based on 40 years of very solid research. But what John and Julie discovered is, you know, there's three parts to the relationship house. The first floor, as we like to call it, is the friendship house, which is love maps, knowing our partner's internal world, fondness and admiration, you know, regularly letting our partner know how much we are fond of them, admire them, and respect them, okay? The next one I'll talk a little bit today, I believe, but it's turn towards. We know that we have to turn to our partner successfully 33% of the time. Now, master's marriages do it 86%, but 33% is all that's necessary for people to feel loved and connected, okay? The second part of that relationship house, I like to call it the second floor, is the conflict house. And what happens there is we need to have solid skills so that when we do have conflict, that we can successfully resolve those and continue doing something that we call the positive perspective, which is seeing the best in our partner, which is part of the relationship house. The other part of the house is make each other's dreams come true and shared meaning. So we need to visit with our partner continually. What's really important? I mean, my joke with that is that, you know, couples should ask, what do we want to say about our lives when we're 80? When we're 80 and we look back at our relationship, what have we accomplished together? What has been important? What did we want to do individually? Did we do it? Did our partner help us? And the whole house is held up by trust and commitment. And then, of course, by doing all of these things interactionally, we make sure we have what you just called the sound relationship house. So that's how they put it together. And like I said, I'm constantly looking to see how couples are doing in all those dimensions.
Very important, exactly. I like the way you lay that out. What makes you, you know, I know this is kind of an interesting question because it turns the light back on you, and it's not always an easy question for people to answer when it's about themselves, but there are definitely things about your approach, your methodology, your understanding of the human condition that make you unique in terms of your approach among perhaps other Gottman therapists out there. Tell us about some of those standout points.
Well, sure. I guess, you know, one of the things, you know, I really, really want to emphasize is that, you know, and most of the people I know at the Institute are the same way. We're pretty humble. You know, I mean, I'm just on. And, you know, one of the things I notice about this methodology is that if I use it, it works. If I don't use it, my wife and I have the same problems everybody would. So I think when you approach this stuff to understand that, you know, things like little things often, things like doing things that provide that 33% bids and connectivity and just being friends and maintaining all of those things are really important. So I think one of the things that I try to do, not only in my life, but with people that come to see me or people who see me do public speaking, is to really emphasize, you know, these sorts of things. I kind of sometimes invent words or phrases that kind of help. One of the ones you and I have been talking about is this idea of choice points. You know, these times during our lives that we can do this or we can do that, and how do we engage these choice points in a way that makes our life better, and certainly, you know, ground that in John and Julie's research.
Which is essential. You know, couples, relationships, why do you feel so many couples give up on their relationships when conflicts arise? And also, has that changed? You know, you always used to hear, well, we stayed together all these years for the sake of the kids or for the sake of something else, and then years later they part, you know, when they're in their 60s or 70s sometimes, and you're like, what? Has any of that changed? Are people more jumpy? Do they cut ties quicker? Are we in this sort of fast-paced, disposable mindset at all? And why do you feel they give up on the relationships? And do they give up on them quicker now than they used to years ago. Is there any research on any of that? I find that fascinating.
Well, that's a good question, actually. I think it's hard to say from one relationship to the next. What I think I've noticed, you know, because I've been doing this for a long time, is what couples generally do is they start out with what I call lightning in a bottle. You know, they're really, really happy and they're married and they connect. But through some of these bad habits that we know of, they begin to have what I call an erosion of the relationship. So all of a sudden they don't have the 33% bids. And then all of a sudden, you know, like I mentioned to you before, you know, when couples are really on, when they're really having a great day and everything, they're like 20 positive bids to one negative. But you have to stay 5-1 positive to negative, because negative bids weigh more. They hurt more. So you need 5 to balance it. So what will happen is that people start through bad habits and stuff, they begin to erode the friendship house, right? And then what will happen is they go away from that positive perspective that I mentioned earlier, and they start going into what we call negative sentiment override, or they begin to not only think the negative is going to happen, but, and this is really key, it's on their mind. So when they're coming in, rather than they can't wait to see their partner and say, hey, honey, I'm home, they're thinking, oh, boy, I wonder if we're going to fight again. And I remember that fight from two nights ago. So now all of a sudden they're thinking negatively. They're thinking of what hasn't worked. And as time goes along, especially if they don't have a skill set to really understand how to resolve conflict, things like the Four Horsemen can start coming in, which is contempt, criticism, defensiveness, and stonewalling. We're just not talking to each other, which reduces that 33% bid. So now all of a sudden, you know, this is working against them. Now, we do know from research that there's this 24-step erosion into crisis that's pretty predictable. And what we want to do, and what I certainly do in my office, is try to get people out of that system as fast as I can and back to building the relationship house. But like I said, I think that that's one of the things that will happen to the point where they start to lose hope or they start to disconnect. And when those things happen, that's where what you said earlier, people begin to wonder if they need to give up on the relationship. And they may even have trouble getting out of that negativity at that point.
Right, exactly. It becomes it reaches a toxic level sometimes, which is hard to sort of navigate. You do say we all have choice points while being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, we hear of, you know, triggers, breaking points, things of that nature. What are choice points?
Well, it's kind of a term I've invented, really. I use it in my office. And, you know, one of the things I want to say is, you know, when people are listening at home or listening on the road, wherever, you know, when they start to hear, well, boy, that negativity is hopeless, I really want to make sure I emphasize that we really do have sound, solid skills that can help couples. So want to really make sure folks listening can derive a lot of hope from that. It's not that you have to stay stuck in this and, you know, kind of be in a quicksand bog where you can't get out. We really do have good batting averages with helping with these kind of events and things. But choice points, what I mean by that is, like, for example, let's say I'm driving home and my wife forgot to pick up the dry cleaning. And I realize she forgot to pick up the dry cleaning. Well, I have a choice point. You know, I can either go get the dry cleaning and really not say anything and think of times when I've forgotten things and how I appreciate her for covering my back. Or I might go home and gently complain and say, hey, don't forget the dry cleaning next time, okay? You know, just positive, but just a complaint gently. Or I can make a point to come home and in a critical way point out what they did wrong and that they didn't do something right. So a choice point here would be whether or not I'm going to use the Four Horsemen. It's going to see my partner in a positive light as opposed to catching her doing it wrong or her catching me doing it wrong, right? So that's a choice point, right? But you know, we do this in our lives all the time. You know, for example, if you're religious, I doubt if you use profanity during gatherings. You know, if you're in a car and somebody's driving aggressively, you can think that person cut you off, did it on purpose, and get really mad, or you can just maybe think maybe they don't know the road like I do. So these are ways that are choice points, but they're rudimentary. You know, we can build habits in our daily lives to really move towards that positive as opposed to some of the bad habits, right? Not only that, but it's probably good for your blood pressure and your positive well-being.
Absolutely right. Yeah. The physical part starts to react in a more positive way. You've been such a relevant figure in helping relationships and repairing trauma. A lot of it, I think, based on all your dedication to building the workshops and the educational seminars and even the podcasts that help keep people so incredibly informed. Tell us about why it's important for you to keep people informed through all of the media outlets, keep that connection.
Well, one thing for me is, you know, especially as a clinician, I see a lot of people in my office, but there's only so many people that I can see. Zoom has helped me see people in other areas, which has really been a plus. But, you know, part of my mission is to really, really not only help people in my office, but, you know, expand some of this knowledge like we're doing right now, right? You know, there's a lot of trauma and there's a lot of troubled relationships in the world, right? We notice that, you know, even like when we watch shows or we watch our media, sometimes there can be a lot of negative that we absorb whether we're aware of it or not, right? So what I try to do in a small way is to give people information so that their lives and their relationships are better in a moment-to-moment way, right? So, you know, that's something I started to do a long, long time ago. I've been in the field for a long time, but, you know, one of my reasons for having a lot of passion and energy is this stuff works, and it does change people's lives, and to watch people's joy and happiness when they finally have a skill set that enables them to have the relationship they've always wanted, it's really rewarding.
I can imagine, yes, on so many different levels as well. Tell us more about, I mentioned, teased a little bit about the upcoming workshops for the Art and Science of Love and what they're all going to be about. And is it still possible for folks to sign up and be a part of it?
For sure. A little bit of a decision tree for that matter. For example, for people who aren't currently in therapy, they might have a good solid relationship, but they notice that they're absent skills that would really help them have an even better relationship, right? For sometimes what I do is I just recommend certain books, like John and Julie have the 7 Principles book, which just is a primer on what the Gottman method is, right? If you're anxious in your relationship about trust, for example, you might read What Makes Love Last by John and Julie Gottman. If you like more of an emotional base, we can, you know, sidestep Gottman for a second. And Susan Johnson invented emotion focus therapy. And with that, you can read her book, Hold Me Tight, which is kind of her primer. So these are just some ways that you can get more information. I always encourage people can go to my website, donallenphd.com. I have lots of good stuff there. The Gottman Institute has a tremendous flow of people looking at wonderful things that they have available, including little podcasts and stuff. So I recommend that as well. But sometimes what people want to do, to your point, is they like to go to a weekend workshop, some kind of a retreat where they can really focus on their relationship and have a getaway. You know, I always encourage people when they come to my workshop, in a hotel. You know, the first night of the program, you know, really enables people to have a wonderful date night. And the first day of Art and Science of Love is just building friendship, right? It's what I just mentioned with the sound relationship house. So people can go and they can have a nice weekend. I'll tell you a little more about when we're doing it. But that's one thing I like about January, especially like in Ohio. It's cold. So people maybe want to get a place and go sit by the fireplace in the hotel or something fun. But, you know, really do something to celebrate their relationship and kind of rekindle that. But the Arts and Science of Love basically gives all the tools that we teach at the Gottman Institute in an educational format. So, you know, the first day we really talk about how to build friendship, right, those sorts of things. The second day we go into the four conflict skills that we teach people how to resolve successfully the conflict they have. You know, and not to put too fine a point on that, because I don't want people to feel bad if they have conflict. But when you look at it, only 25% efficiency occurs when we talk to each other. That's it. You know, so when you're looking at 25% efficient, you can expect you're going to have regrettable incidences and fights. You just are. So we don't avoid those. We expect them. And then what we do is we give solid skills to resolve the conflict by first understanding each other where the conflict is, right? The last part of the sound, or the art and science of love, is that we teach the higher meaning part of the house, how to interview each other about what's important to our partner, what are their dreams, what do they really want from their partner. So now when they end that workshop, they're more attuned to talking to each other and understanding their dreams, but they're also able to resolve conflict. And then I always say, once you're done with the conflict, go back to the friendship house. You know, don't stay in the conflict. Go back and remind each other how wonderful they are and how much you mean to each other. So the Art and Science of Love workshops are designed for that. They're usually, for example, a Saturday or a Sunday, Saturday and a Sunday. If I can, I like to do something a little bit in the evening on Friday night. This is a meet and greet. It, you know, just be there. A lot of people like to talk to me and just chit-chat. So I always like to do that if I can. Sometimes, you know, where we're meeting, the venues and stuff don't allow it. But if I can, I love to do that. Certainly in my office in Austin, I can do that. So it's just nice. But yeah, that's essentially what an Art and Science of Love workshop does. I do them. But also, you know, other advanced trainers around the United States will do them as well. So people don't want to come to Austin or Columbus. You know, they may be on the West Coast and they want to look those up in their area. Well, you can go to the Gottman Institute and they will show postings. Same way with Florida and Georgia and New York, all of those places. We really like to try to cover that for couples so that we can give them that wonderful information.
That's fantastic. You know, retreats are always a wonderful thing, too. And you can clear your head. You can lower your blood pressure. You can have a different environment that gives you that clarity and focus that you need. Tell us about past retreats and how effective they've been in helping couples with their relationships.
Oh, absolutely. We know from science that these really do help people. People have overwhelmingly reported when they go to an Art and Science of Love workshop that it's been helpful for them. So absolutely. Actually, as it happens, so we just did one kind of early fall. It was actually in my office. And, you know, overwhelmingly, people found it to be very positive. These are fun for me because my wife and I do them together, and she does a lot of the computer stuff and the background stuff, which just, boy, I'm glad she does because she knows how to do that so much better than I. And, you know, little things. We like to do a lot of creature comfort things. We like to put coffee out. Again, if it's in my place, we can pamper people. But if it's in the hotels, it depends. But we like to, yeah, really make sure people have a lot of what they need for nourishment and little breakout sessions because we do that. We don't have people meeting groups. We have couples break away, just the couple, to work on the exercises, and then I come around and make sure they're doing it right and if they have any questions. But it's just really, yeah, we have a lot of fun with those, and people generally, you know, are pretty active. I like to stay after a little bit so people talk to me. And, you know, just at the end of these things, I usually really overwhelmingly get good feedback from folks.
Which is really, really important. And I'm sure the feedback is it's very humbling for you in a way, isn't it? I don't doubt that.
Oh, it is. I mean, you know, when you can help a couple, I don't know that there's too many things that are more important than the primary relationship. So if you can help couples, you know, redirect that and actually have skills, a lot of people, we never learned this when we were kids or young adults. And the other thing, too, is that I mentioned that this is relationship. You know, we did a lot of work on marriages, but I always say this is relationship. So if you're having trouble like, a mother-daughter or father-son, or you're having trouble with a sibling or whatever, this stuff really works. And I have people come and call me and say, hey, look, I'm having a difficulty with, you know, maybe somebody in the family. Can you help? And I've found we've had really good results with that, too.
Yes, which is fantastic. And again, drawn from Drs. John Gottman and Julie Gottman over 4 decades of research with over 3,000 couples, and the material in The Art and Science of Love really can help rebuild and renew relationships, because you learn to listen and appreciate our partners like we used to in the beginning, hopefully with more self-awareness and even a deeper connection. Couples also learn those tangible skills to successfully manage conflict and maintain friendship, which is so important, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, little things often, choice points during the day, you can do that. I used to have an exercise where I would have like 3-inch squares, and I would have people put, what am I going to do for my relationship today? And then carry it out, choice point. But the other thing is I found that their partner would look and see how all of these things were really filled in. And they liked the fact that their partner took that kind of effort as much as they did reaching out to them. So, you know, it's that connection.
Right, exactly, which is wonderful. I encourage folks to go to the website, donallenphd.com. That's donallenphd.com to learn more about the workshops and everything else that Don is working on, he's excited about, especially coming up in 2025. And you'll also enjoy the public speaking. That's another element of what you do. You know, you're a specialist, you're a consultant, clinical social worker, and so many incredible things. Do you love getting out there and being amongst folks and sort of sharing some of the sunshine as best as you can?
Oh, yeah. You know, and again, it's just nice meeting people. How often nowadays do we just get in our routines, right? So this is an opportunity for me to go out and have a group of people. For me, just personally, the more people, the better. I like really big crowds and doing that. But I have been doing a ton of public speaking for the last, 25 years at least. So, yeah, it's just not only is it old hat, but it's just something I really enjoy. And like you said, just getting out and meeting folks. It's really, really cool. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's really good stuff. What would be one bit of advice? We've got about a minute left, maybe, that you could share with a couple or an individual that's struggling right now. They're on the fence about putting one foot in front of the other, but maybe you can encourage them to believe in themselves, maybe even possibly believe in the relationship, and take one step forward and invest in themselves and in the relationship going forward.
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, the term choice point comes in mind here. But a lot of times people get stuck in these habits. They're just stuck, and they don't understand it, and they don't know how to get out of it. So if you're in one of those situations, I just really encourage you, you know, to reach out. You know, the Gottman method, Sue Johnson's emotion focus therapy, these things are really, really strongly researched. And if you do them, you can be successful. John, you know, has said to me personally, you know, this should be easy. It should be fun. It should be something you look forward to doing and easily mastered. So, you know, if, you know, you can do that and you can build that up rudimentarily, little things often each week. We have the crucial 6 hours a week to maintain your relationship. We can certainly teach you how to do that. And then if you get stuck, well, we have people that can help you get around those sticking points. So, yeah, just, you know, like I said, I think there's a lot of hope with relationships. And again, back to getting the joy of having your partner back where you both feel seen, soothed, safe, and secure.
It's fantastic. You love this work. It's so obvious, Don. And we appreciate you coming back on the show and celebrating and sharing more of it and the exciting things that are coming up as well in January. DonAllenPhD.com, and Allen is spelled A-L-L-E-N. Thanks so much, Dr. Allen, for joining us on the show. A real pleasure. I always enjoy these conversations.
They're insightful. Thank you, Jim. Great talking to you.
You as well. I certainly hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you, Don.
Oh, I do.
You be well. Keep up the incredible work, and I'm sure we'll chat again real soon. I look forward to that. Dr. Don Allen joining us here on the program once again, donallenphd.com. Jim Masters here thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio Live, thanks for joining us. We love having you with us. We'll chat again soon. Stay there. I'll be back in a minute or so with another great guest from around the world here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, be well. Have a terrific day. Thanks for listening. And bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.